time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. On the local side, Monday, we were idle broadcast-wise as the Kansas City Chiefs had the KFMO airwaves. More on the Chiefs in just a little bit. But locally, softball action from Monday. Sekman beat Farmington 8-5, and Fredericktown another big win, this time over St. Clair 17-4. North County at Sykeston was postponed due to rain. On the volleyball side, if you like five sets, it was a bad day for you. Bismarck sweeps St. Genevieve 28-22. Farmington falls to Jackson 14-9-12. Arcadia Valley over South Iron 16-17-15. Kingston beat Grandview 10-15-16. Potosi sweeps DeSoto 13-10-15. And North County, a straight set win over St. Paul 9-15-22. The only game that didn't go three sets was Cape Central at home against Fredericktown. The Lady Black Cats fall in that one 25-21, 25-21, 23-25, 25-17. In boys soccer, Pacific over North County 3-0, and Fredericktown at home against Festus was postponed. Girls tennis, Fredericktown at Charleston was postponed due to the rain, and Arcadia Valley falls to Kennett 8-1. While in girls golf, St. Genevieve hosts Farmington and Poplar Bluff. The Dragons shoot a team score of 183. That's good for second. Poplar Bluff shot 175 and Farmington 218. And before we get into what's happening today, it's Tuesday. Here's Connor Harbutt with your Mac Minute.
You know the drill by now. It's a very busy week for Mineral Area College athletics. We will start with the women's volleyball team. Four games planned this week, all of which are at home. Later on tonight, the Lady Cardinals will host Jefferson College, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Lady Cardinals will be participating in the Cardinal Classic here in Park Hills. On Thursday, the Lady Cardinals will face Trinity Valley Community College. On Friday, they'll take on John A. Logan College, and they'll wrap things up on Saturday against Indian Hills Community College. So we'll have Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday's matchups for you. You can listen to all three of those on KFMO Sports Plus. Elsewhere, the men and women's soccer teams will be on the road for a couple of matchups this week. On Tuesday, the men and women will face off against Metropolitan Community College. And on Wednesday, the men and women again, a doubleheader against State Fair. And finally, the men and women's cross-country teams will run on Wednesday this week at the North Farm Twilight in Elsa, Illinois. That's been your Mac Minute for KFMO Sports. I'm Connor Harbutt.
Connor, thanks again. That Mac volleyball game tonight against Jefferson on KFMO Sports Plus. Coverage starts at 6. Then we'll have the Thursday and Saturday games on KFMO Sports Plus as well. On the high school side, volleyball action. Valley Caledonia is at Valley Catholic. We'll have coverage of that one tonight on KFMO. Coverage starts at 6 with the opening serve at 6:30. It's conference day, so West County's at Bismarck and Kingston hosts Arcadia Valley. On the large school side, Central's at home against Potosi. Farmington is at North County and St. Genevieve at home against Fredericktown. Potosi and North County trying to remain undefeated in the conference with their fourth conference game. On the softball side, Farmington hosts Chaffee and Jackson is at North County. In boys soccer, Hillsboro hosts Farmington and one girls tennis matchup, Arcadia Valley at Fredericktown. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs played in Week 5 on Monday night against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Chiefs blow a 14-0 lead and lose 31-28 despite outscoring the Jags 14-10 in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs now fall to 2-3, and head coach Andy Reid says all his team can do is move on after the loss.
As much as these losses hurt, there's and the wins, there's always good and bad in each. Things you can learn from and move forward with. We've got to make sure we do that, but we've got to, you know, we've got to be more disciplined with the penalty part of it, and then I've got to obviously evaluate those and go from there.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, after his club let a 14-0 lead slip away.
Credit to them. They played hard, and they played hard the entire game, and they got a lot of good football players, and they closed out there at the end, and so it still sucks whenever you get a lead like that and you're not able to hold it through the rest of the game.
The Chiefs are back at it on Sunday this upcoming week, October 12th. They'll host the Detroit Lions. We'll have coverage for you at 6 on KFMO and kickoff right around 7:20. It's Sunday Night Football. NHL, the St. Louis Blues get set for their season opener on Thursday. They'll host the Minnesota Wild at Enterprise Center in St. Louis. Blues goaltender Jordan Binnington says camp has been productive and he's ready to get the season underway.
It's exciting to be a part of this group right now, and you know, we've got some work to do on just tightening things up, and but it's an exciting time, and yeah, I think it's been a good camp and just competitive quality practices, and you know, now we're shortening the numbers here, and it's just getting tighter and tighter every day.
Blues head coach Jim Montgomery says he wants to see his team be more consistent as the regular season opener approaches.
We haven't played for 60 minutes. It's been about 35 minutes of good hockey, and against Dallas, the first 10 minutes were blah, the last 10 minutes were pretty good, but when you're down 4-2, it's a little natural that you get a little juice. But the other game, we were up 2-0, I don't know if we had a scoring chance in the third period, you know? Like, that's not Blues hockey.
The Blues and Wild on B104.3 on Thursday. Coverage starts at 6:30, puck drop at 7. And around the NHL, the regular season begins today with three games, all on ESPN. Starting at 4 o'clock, the Chicago Blackhawks are in Florida to face the defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers. At 7, the Pittsburgh Penguins play in New York against the Rangers. And rounding out the triple header, it's Colorado at Los Angeles. That puck drop is at 9:30. Major League Baseball and the postseason continued on Monday. Two NLDS Game 2s. The Los Angeles Dodgers hold a 2-0 lead over the Philadelphia Phillies after a 4-3 win. And the Milwaukee Brewers the same over the Chicago Cubs. The Brewers beat the Cubbies 7-3 on Monday. American League Division Series Game 3s today. Seattle is at Detroit and Toronto is in New York. NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers are 14th of the nation. They'll play number 8 Alabama on Saturday at 11. And Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC wraps up the regular season next Saturday, the 18th, against Real Salt Lake. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.